It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 13th, 2018. I didn't bring my other headset along, so you get my normal sound that I've had in the truck in the past. And this is going to be a backup episode. If you hear this, I didn't get a chance to do a weather-related one in my office tonight. And the reason being is today is interview day at work, so we are interviewing for an open position that we have had since the beginning of the year, and holy cow, is it rough here. gravel roads are always rough, I guess. So, yeah, we're interviewing a bunch of good-looking candidates so far, you know, on paper. So, see how that turns out, and hopefully we can pick someone that will do good with our team. So, yeah, and then the rest of my week is going to be crazy as well with our budget book needing to be done by early next week, if possible. And I have an all-day meeting on Wednesday, and I'll be up in the cities most day on Thursday. So I'm gone, and there's a lot of big stuff going on. So yeah, I'm going to be probably a little stressed out, and you just might get some ramblings from me this week just to kind of keep things going. Because I'll probably crank in midnight oil in my office most nights. As you probably heard from this morning slash last quote yesterday's podcast, it's going to be one of those weeks. And I knew that the week of what I call the week of hell or the couple weeks of hell were coming. You could call it the tsunami or the hurricane bombarding, rolling in towards me, however you want to phrase it. So, yeah, it's going to be stressful next couple weeks as we get this budget book out, but this is the one thing we have to get out within a certain time frame in order to meet other regulations and things that have to happen, procedures that have to happen in order to approve this budget book. I believe there's a deadline of something like mid-September. So you got to give the council time to review the budget and make a preliminary, so we can set that levy, I think it is. And I'm not entirely sure how that all part works. Basically, it's your taxes, as far as I know. Some things, yeah, I just don't care about as a programmer. I know it needs to get done. That's all I need to know. Wow. Today's been especially bad for my cough slash throat clearing. Probably partially due to it's going to be in the fall allergy season again. I can't talk, apparently. So yeah, that's kind of my day in a nutshell. And if you hear this, you won't hear any of this. So, yeah, I guess basically that's all that's kind of going on, kind of when give you a heads up of if I'm not keeping up to date, that's probably why. And if you get a bunch of rambling car casts, that's probably why. I don't really have anything specific for weather, although I thought about bringing up some additional kind of bouncing off that radar. Fun things on radar. In Minnesota today, there was a bunch of rings popping up on radar. And and that was, in our case, birds taking off from some of the area lakes. So it's always kind of interesting to see what else you can see out there. Kind of thought I could see some of our wind farms. That one seems a little far-fetched given the distance that they are versus the radar, but I did think I seen some of that today, too. because what I'd seen for quote rain was in that general vicinity of where the I seen the quote rain. Was there something else weather related? No, I think that's about it. Weekend was absolutely gorgeous. We had 80s. Where our campsite was located, we had shade. So, and then a kind of a real light breeze. So it wasn't too bad for temperature overall. That just makes things that much easier. Especially when you're camping and, well, we do have air conditioning in our camper, so. Our water, and then our water heater doesn't work. So we end up not being able to take showers, which is probably good because we weren't on a solid water source. I think my water tank's about 40 gallons, so you're usually working on pretty limited amount of water you can use to begin with. So like, cold showers suck, so I think we pretty much kind of took a quick sponge bath or washcloth bath or whatever you want to call it, just to kind of get some of the grunge off and some of the stench off. But that's something I'm pretty sure my thermocoupler probably went out, so I'll have to go order one of those. You know, it's essentially two houses you got to maintain, and one's mobile, so you got a lot of different things happening with that, especially with the road vibration and the rocking and everything else. The other thing we find weird about our camper, especially lately, seems like it's getting wobblier, moves more. not quite sure why. I'm going to have to dig into that a little bit too and see if there's a loose connection somewhere or why all of a sudden is it seem to get worse and more amplify every time someone moves. And, you know, some of it's natural. You're on a camper on wheels, but usually you can get them pretty stable, and it seems like it's gotten worse. So I'll have to look into that and see what's going on. I'm hoping this is rambling enough. If you skipped it, whatever. Hopefully I can record a real one. Now I'm starting to sound the self-deprecating like I almost said Michael Sheff. That's my friend. Like Michael on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, being self-deprecating. I maybe you won't listen, whatever. But anyway, I'm back to work, so talk to you later. Stay weather aware. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.